we now have a vice president in the person of Bokari Biktofo, somebody who has served the party up to reaching the position of secretary general for the party, and also the current chairperson for a very long time, His Excellency the president of the party, and also the president, Dr. Alex Baikoroma, has just administered the oath of office to the Honorable Vice President Bokaripo, who until a few hours ago is our ambassador to the People's Republic of China.
Let me say, all this is happening when the, I don't know whether I should call him outgoing Vice President, Sumana, has said that his dismissal is illegal and unconstitutional, and that he plans to go to the Supreme Court of Sierra Leone.
Absolutely, the former Vice President has every right to apply to the Supreme Court, because at the end of the day, the Constitution of Sierra Leone, particularly Section 124, makes it very clear that whosoever has a contention with the provisions in the 1991 Constitution of Sierra Leone will have to appeal to the Supreme Court for an interpretation. But that notwithstanding, though, there is a provision in Section 54, Subsection 4 of the very Constitution that says that once the office of the Vice President becomes vacant, the President must fill it immediately. And it is on that basis that President Koroma, after due consultations with members of his party and other stakeholders across the country, that eventually the act fell on Victor Bokarifo to serve as the Vice President of the Republic.
How did President Koroma arrive at picking Mr. Fo? Was this done in consultation with the Sierra Leone Parliament and the judiciary?
Even though he doesn't have to consult with the judiciary, even though he doesn't have to consult with cabinet, the Constitution gives him that authority under Section 40 that gave him the supreme authority of the state. But in this appointment particularly, the president relied on Section 54, Subsection 5 of the Constitution, that says in the event that somebody ceases to be a member of a political party, as provided for in Section 41B of the Constitution, the president must fill that position immediately. And it is a due process, as per the president being the custodian of the Constitution, that he has done exactly what the provisions in the Constitution call for.